than they thought it was as well. So they would tell the researchers, okay, this is how many calories I'm eating. And then the researchers would like weigh and measure like all of the food that they ate in retrospect and be able to figure out how many calories are they actually eating. Like it was a really, really well designed study. So if you're not eating, if you're not losing weight at 1200 calories a day, because the amount of people that need to eat 1200 calories a day, to be in like a 20% calorie deficit, like it's an exceptionally small number of people. Like I don't even think, like I think it's like less than 2% of the population. So there is no, unless you are really sure, unless you have got a very, very low activity level, like you're in a wheelchair or something for some reason, unless, like there is no reason to suggest that you need 1200 calories a day, that you will not be losing weight eating 1200 calories a day. There is no, as far as I understand of like the averages of calories that people need, there is no reason to suggest that that would be you. And hopefully from this, we can rule out the fact that it's not metabolic damage. So if you are eating 1200 calories a day and you're not losing weight, my prediction to you is that you are not eating 1200 calories a day on average. So what this means is like you could be eating 1200 calories a day for like 5 days of the week. But then if you go out and you have like a few drinks, or you are like, okay, I'm going to just have like a few pieces of cake, I'm going to like lick my kid's peanut butter spoon, or I'm going to do any of this other stuff, the chances that you are just eating far more calories than 1200 calories a day on an average, like if you go out and you have like two, and your weekends are like, you're eating 3000 calories a day. And by the way, that's easy to do. That's not actually hard to do. It adds up quickly, unfortunately. I know. Okay. Like I have done the macro counting. I've done the calorie counting thing, and I wrote an IG post about this. I might do a podcast video. Like if you would like to hear about that, let me know. But, yeah, it adds up quick. So then your average calories are probably going to be more like 1800 calories a day. And I mean, if you're shorter, if you're not very active, I mean, that's potentially your maintenance level. So it's understandable why you're not losing weight. I can guarantee that, like, I can almost guarantee that for 99% of you, you can eat more than 1200 calories a day and lose weight. I was quite surprised when I did have this macro counting experience and my starting number to lose weight was, or to lose fat was, I think my coach gave me 1800 calories a day to eat. And I was like, nah, like I would eat way less than that now. Like that was my thought process. And then I started tracking my macros and I was like, okay, this is actually quite hard to stay under this number. And I realized how easy it was to go over this number. But when I was consistent, when I did consistently hit that, I did see fat loss. So I was shocked at that. Even that number for me was relatively high. Like, and that would have been a calorie deficit because I was losing fat at 1800 calories a day. I mean, I'm tall. But yeah, that was shocking to me to realize how quickly those numbers actually add up. Yeah, so the main reason that you're probably not losing weight in 1200 calories a day is the fact that you're not eating 1200 calories a day. And this is another reason why I don't recommend people to count calories, because it's not accurate. And unless you're weighing and measuring every bite of food, which is really hard as a mum, like you, or just a human in general, like you want to taste things when you're cooking them. Like you want to be able to like open a banana and have a munch of it. You want to be able to go and pick some grapes or go to someone's house.